The Plant Paradox, The Hidden Dangers in Healthy Foods That Cause Disease and Weight Gain. By Stephen R. Gundry. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Plant Paradox, The Hidden Dangers in Healthy Foods That Cause Disease and Weight Gain by Stephen R. Gundry is a book that explores the hidden dangers of healthy foods that can cause disease and weight gain. The book explains how certain plant proteins, lectins, can cause inflammation and other health issues. It also explains how lectins can be avoided by following a lectin-free diet. The book also provides advice on how to identify and avoid lectins in food, as well as how to make healthy food choices. Additionally, the book provides information on how to use supplements to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. The book begins by discussing the history of lectins and how they can cause inflammation and other health issues. It then explains how lectins can be found in many healthy foods, such as grains, legumes, and nightshade vegetables. The book also explains how lectins can be avoided by following a lectin-free diet, which includes avoiding grains, legumes, and nightshade vegetables. Additionally, the book provides advice on how to identify and avoid lectins in food, as well as how to make healthy food choices. The book then provides information on how to use supplements to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. It also provides information on how to use lifestyle changes to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Additionally, the book provides information on how to use stress management techniques to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Finally, the book provides information on how to use exercise to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Overall, The Plant Paradox, The Hidden Dangers in Healthy Foods That Cause Disease and Weight Gain by Stephen R. Gundry is a book that explores the hidden dangers of healthy foods that can cause disease and weight gain. The book provides information on how to identify and avoid lectins in food, as well as how to make healthy food choices. Additionally, the book provides information on how to use supplements, lifestyle changes, stress management techniques, and exercise to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Lectins are proteins found in many plant-based foods that can cause inflammation and other health issues. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox focuses on lectins, a type of protein found in many plant-based foods that can cause inflammation and other health issues. Dr. Gundry explains how lectins can be avoided and how to make healthier food choices. Main idea number 2. Eating a diet high in lectins can lead to weight gain, digestive issues, and other health problems. Idea summary: Dr. Gundry explains how eating a diet high in lectins can lead to weight gain, digestive issues, and other health problems. He provides strategies to reduce lectin intake and improve overall health. Main idea number 3. Eating a lectin-free diet can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox explains how eating a lectin-free diet can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Dr. Gundry provides tips and strategies to help readers make healthier food choices and reduce lectin intake. Main idea number 4. Eating a diet high in processed foods can lead to health issues. Idea summary: Dr. Gundry explains how eating a diet high in processed foods can lead to health issues. He provides strategies to reduce processed food intake and improve overall health. Main idea number 5. Eating a diet high in sugar can lead to health issues. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox explains how eating a diet high in sugar can lead to health issues. Dr. Gundry provides tips and strategies to help readers reduce sugar intake and improve overall health. Main idea number 6. Eating a diet high in saturated fats can lead to health issues. Idea summary: Dr. Gundry explains how eating a diet high in saturated fats can lead to health issues. He provides strategies to reduce saturated fat intake and improve overall health. Main idea number 7. Eating a diet high in trans fats can lead to health issues. Idea summary: The plant paradox explains how eating a diet high in trans fats can lead to health issues. Dr. Gundry provides tips and strategies to help readers reduce trans fat intake and improve overall health. Main idea number 8. Eating a diet high in refined carbohydrates can lead to health issues. Idea summary: Dr. Gundry explains how eating a diet high in refined carbohydrates can lead to health issues. He provides strategies to reduce refined carbohydrate intake and improve overall health. Main idea number 9. Eating a diet high in artificial sweeteners can lead to health issues. Idea summary: The plant paradox explains how eating a diet high in artificial sweeteners can lead to health issues. Dr. Gundry provides tips and strategies to help readers reduce artificial sweetener intake and improve overall health. Main idea number 10. Eating a diet high in processed vegetable oils can lead to health issues. Idea summary: Dr. Gundry explains how eating a diet high in processed vegetable oils can lead to health issues. He provides strategies to reduce processed vegetable oil intake and improve overall health. Main idea number 11. Eating a diet high in dairy can lead to health issues. Idea summary: The plant paradox explains how eating a diet high in dairy can lead to health issues. Dr. Gundry provides tips and strategies to help readers reduce dairy intake and improve overall health. Main idea number 12. Eating a diet high in gluten can lead to health issues. Idea summary: Dr. Gundry explains how eating a diet high in gluten can lead to health issues. He provides strategies to reduce gluten intake and improve overall health. Main idea number 13. Eating a diet high in soy can lead to health issues. Idea summary: The plant paradox explains how eating a diet high in soy can lead to health issues. Dr. Gundry provides tips and strategies to help readers reduce soy intake and improve overall health. Main idea number 14. Eating a diet high in corn can lead to health issues. Idea summary: Dr. Gundry explains how eating a diet high in corn can lead to health issues. He provides strategies to reduce corn intake and improve overall health. Main idea number 15. Eating a diet high in nightshades can lead to health issues. Idea summary: The plant paradox explains how eating a diet high in nightshades can lead to health issues. Dr. Gundry provides tips and strategies to help readers reduce nightshade intake and improve overall health. Main idea number 16. Eating a diet high in legumes can lead to health issues. Idea summary: Dr. Gundry explains how eating a diet high in legumes can lead to health issues. He provides strategies to reduce legume intake and improve overall health. Main idea number 17. Eating a diet high in nuts can lead to health issues. Idea summary: The plant paradox explains how eating a diet high in nuts can lead to health issues. Dr. Gundry provides tips and strategies to help readers reduce nut intake and improve overall health. Main idea number 18. Eating a diet high in seeds can lead to health issues. Idea summary: Dr. Gundry explains how eating a diet high in seeds can lead to health issues. He provides strategies to reduce seed intake and improve overall health. Main idea number 19. Eating a diet high in grains can lead to health issues. Idea summary: The plant paradox explains how eating a diet high in grains can lead to health issues. Dr. Gundry provides tips and strategies to help readers reduce grain intake and improve overall health. Main idea number 20. Eating a diet high in fruits can lead to health issues. Idea summary: Dr. Gundry explains how eating a diet high in fruits can lead to health issues. He provides strategies to reduce fruit intake and improve overall health. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Lectins are proteins found in many plant-based foods that can cause inflammation and other health issues. In his book The Plant Paradox, The Hidden Dangers in Healthy Foods That Cause Disease and Weight Gain, Dr. Stephen R. Gundry explains how lectins can be avoided and how to make healthier food choices. He explains that lectins are found in many common foods, such as grains, legumes, and nightshade vegetables, and that they can cause inflammation and other health issues. He also explains how to identify and avoid foods that contain lectins, as well as how to make healthier food choices. He provides tips on how to reduce lectin intake, such as soaking and sprouting grains and legumes, and avoiding processed foods. He also provides recipes and meal plans that are low in lectins. By following Dr. Gundry's advice, readers can reduce their lectin intake and improve their overall health. Main idea number 2. Dr. Stephen R. Gundry, author of The Plant Paradox, The Hidden Dangers in Healthy Foods That Cause Disease and Weight Gain, explains how eating a diet high in lectins can lead to weight gain, digestive issues, and other health problems. Lectins are proteins found in many plant-based foods, and they can cause inflammation and damage to the gut lining. Dr. Gundry suggests that reducing lectin intake can help improve overall health. He recommends avoiding grains, legumes, and nightshade vegetables, as these are some of the highest sources of lectins. He also suggests eating more fermented foods, such as sauerkraut and kimchi, as these can help reduce lectin levels in the body. Additionally, Dr. Gundry recommends taking a probiotic supplement to help restore the balance of beneficial bacteria in the gut. Finally, he suggests eating more anti-inflammatory foods, such as fatty fish, olive oil, and leafy greens, to help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main idea number 3. Eating a lectin-free diet is a concept that has been gaining traction in recent years, and Dr. Stephen R. Gundry's book The Plant Paradox, The Hidden Dangers in Healthy Foods That Cause Disease and Weight Gain provides an in-depth look at the potential benefits of this type of diet. According to Dr. Gundry, lectins are proteins found in many plant-based foods that can cause inflammation and other health issues. He explains that by avoiding lectin-containing foods, people can reduce inflammation and improve their overall health. Dr. Gundry provides tips and strategies to help readers make healthier food choices and reduce lectin intake. He explains that some lectin-containing foods can be made safe to eat by cooking or soaking them, while others should be avoided altogether. He also provides advice on how to identify and avoid hidden sources of lectins in processed foods. Additionally, he suggests incorporating anti-inflammatory foods into the diet, such as omega-3 fatty acids, turmeric, and ginger. By following the advice in The Plant Paradox, readers can learn how to reduce their lectin intake and improve their overall health. Eating a lectin-free diet can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health, and Dr. Gundry's book provides the information and guidance needed to make this lifestyle change. Main idea number 4. Dr. Stephen R. Gundry, author of The Plant Paradox, The Hidden Dangers in Healthy Foods That Cause Disease and Weight Gain, explains how eating a diet high in processed foods can lead to health issues. Processed foods are those that have been altered from their natural state, such as canned, frozen, or packaged foods. These foods often contain added sugar, salt, and unhealthy fats, which can lead to obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and other health issues. Dr. Gundry suggests reducing processed food intake and replacing them with whole, unprocessed foods. He recommends eating a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins. He also suggests limiting sugar, salt, and unhealthy fats, and avoiding processed foods as much as possible. By following these strategies, individuals can improve their overall health and reduce their risk of developing health issues related to processed foods. Main idea number 5. The Plant Paradox, written by Dr. Stephen R. Gundry, explains how eating a diet high in sugar can lead to health issues. Dr. Gundry explains that sugar is a major contributor to inflammation, which can lead to a variety of health issues, including obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. He also explains that sugar can interfere with the body's ability to absorb essential nutrients, leading to deficiencies and further health problems. Dr. Gundry provides tips and strategies to help readers reduce sugar intake and improve overall health. He recommends avoiding processed foods, which are often high in sugar, and instead focusing on whole, unprocessed foods. He also suggests limiting added sugars, such as those found in sweetened beverages, and replacing them with natural sweeteners, such as honey or maple syrup. Additionally, Dr. Gundry recommends eating more fiber-rich foods, such as fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, which can help slow the absorption of sugar into the bloodstream. By following Dr. Gundry's advice, readers can reduce their sugar intake and improve their overall health. Eating a diet high in sugar can lead to health issues, but with the right strategies, readers can make healthier choices and enjoy a healthier lifestyle. Main idea number 6. Dr. Gundry explains that eating a diet high in saturated fats can lead to a variety of health issues, such as heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. He explains that saturated fats are found in animal products, such as red meat, dairy, and eggs, as well as processed foods, such as chips, cookies, and cakes. He recommends reducing saturated fat intake by avoiding processed foods and eating leaner cuts of meat, as well as replacing animal products with plant-based proteins. He also suggests adding healthy fats, such as olive oil, nuts, and avocados, to the diet. By following these strategies, Dr. Gundry believes that individuals can reduce their risk of health issues associated with a diet high in saturated fats. Main idea number 7. The Plant Paradox, written by Dr. Stephen R. Gundry, explains how eating a diet high in trans fats can lead to health issues. Trans fats are found in processed foods, such as margarine, fried foods, and baked goods. Dr. Gundry explains that trans fats can increase inflammation in the body, leading to a variety of health issues, such as heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. He also provides tips and strategies to help readers reduce their trans fat intake and improve their overall health. For example, he recommends avoiding processed foods and eating more whole, unprocessed foods. He also suggests limiting the amount of saturated fats in the diet and replacing them with healthier fats, such as olive oil and avocado. By following these tips, readers can reduce their trans fat intake and improve their overall health. Main idea number 8. Dr. Stephen R. Gundry, author of The Plant Paradox, The Hidden Dangers in Healthy Foods That Cause Disease and Weight Gain, explains how eating a diet high in refined carbohydrates can lead to health issues. Refined carbohydrates are found in processed foods such as white bread, white rice, and sugary snacks. These foods are stripped of their natural fiber and nutrients, leaving them with little nutritional value. Eating a diet high in refined carbohydrates can lead to an increased risk of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and other chronic health conditions. Dr. Gundry provides strategies to reduce refined carbohydrate intake and improve overall health. He recommends eating whole grains, legumes, and other plant-based foods that are high in fiber and nutrients. He also suggests limiting processed foods and sugary snacks, and replacing them with healthier alternatives such as fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. Additionally, he recommends exercising regularly and getting adequate sleep to help maintain a healthy weight and reduce the risk of chronic health conditions. By following Dr. Gundry's advice, individuals can reduce their intake of refined carbohydrates and improve their overall health. Eating a diet high in fiber and nutrients can help reduce the risk of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and other chronic health conditions. Additionally, exercising regularly and getting adequate sleep can help maintain a healthy weight and improve overall health. Main idea number 9. The Plant Paradox, written by Dr. Stephen R. Gundry, explains how eating a diet high in artificial sweeteners can lead to health issues. Dr. Gundry explains that artificial sweeteners can cause inflammation, disrupt the body's natural balance, and lead to weight gain. He also explains that artificial sweeteners can interfere with the body's ability to absorb nutrients, leading to deficiencies in essential vitamins and minerals. Dr. Gundry provides tips and strategies to help readers reduce artificial sweetener intake and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding processed foods and drinks that contain artificial sweeteners, as well as reading labels carefully to identify hidden sources of artificial sweeteners. He also recommends replacing artificial sweeteners with natural sweeteners such as honey, maple syrup, and dates. Finally, he suggests limiting the amount of sugar consumed, as too much sugar can also lead to health issues. By following Dr. Gundry's advice, readers can reduce their intake of artificial sweeteners and improve their overall health. Eating a diet high in artificial sweeteners can lead to health issues, but with the right strategies, readers can make healthier choices and enjoy a healthier lifestyle. Main idea number 10. Dr. Stephen R. Gundry, author of The Plant Paradox, The Hidden Dangers in Healthy Foods That Cause Disease and Weight Gain, explains how eating a diet high in processed vegetable oils can lead to health issues. He states that these oils are high in omega-6 fatty acids, which can cause inflammation in the body. This inflammation can lead to a variety of health issues, such as heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. Dr. Gundry recommends reducing processed vegetable oil intake and replacing them with healthier fats, such as olive oil, coconut oil, and avocado oil. He also suggests eating more omega-3 fatty acids, which can help reduce inflammation. Additionally, he recommends avoiding processed foods and eating more whole, unprocessed foods. By following these strategies, individuals can reduce their intake of processed vegetable oils and improve their overall health. Main idea number 11. The Plant Paradox, written by Dr. Stephen R. Gundry, explains how eating a diet high in dairy can lead to health issues. Dr. Gundry explains that dairy products contain lectins, which are proteins that can cause inflammation and other health issues. He also explains that dairy products can be difficult to digest, leading to digestive issues. Furthermore, dairy products can contain hormones and antibiotics that can disrupt the body's natural balance. Dr. Gundry provides tips and strategies to help readers reduce dairy intake and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding processed dairy products, such as cheese and ice cream, and instead opting for organic, grass-fed dairy products. He also recommends limiting dairy intake to 1 or 2 servings per day. Additionally, he suggests replacing dairy products with plant-based alternatives, such as almond milk and coconut yogurt. By following Dr. Gundry's advice, readers can reduce their dairy intake and improve their overall health. Eating a diet high in dairy can lead to health issues, but with the right strategies, readers can make healthier choices and enjoy the benefits of a dairy-free diet. Main idea number 12. Dr. Stephen R. Gundry, author of The Plant Paradox, The Hidden Dangers in Healthy Foods That Cause Disease and Weight Gain, explains how eating a diet high in gluten can lead to health issues. He states that gluten, a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye, can cause inflammation in the body, leading to a variety of health issues such as digestive problems, joint pain, fatigue, and skin issues. He also explains that gluten can cause an immune response, which can lead to autoimmune diseases such as celiac disease and Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Dr. Gundry provides strategies to reduce gluten intake and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding processed foods, which often contain hidden sources of gluten, and opting for gluten-free alternatives. He also recommends eating a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and healthy fats, as well as avoiding foods that are high in sugar and refined carbohydrates. Additionally, he suggests supplementing with probiotics to help support a healthy gut microbiome. By following Dr. Gundry's advice, individuals can reduce their gluten intake and improve their overall health. Eating a diet high in gluten can lead to health issues, but with the right strategies, individuals can reduce their risk and improve their well-being. Main idea number 13. The Plant Paradox, written by Dr. Stephen R. Gundry, explains how eating a diet high in soy can lead to health issues. Dr. Gundry explains that soy contains phytoestrogens, which can disrupt the body's natural hormone balance. He also explains that soy can contain high levels of toxins, such as aluminum, which can be harmful to the body. Dr. Gundry provides tips and strategies to help readers reduce soy intake and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding processed soy products, such as soy milk, tofu, and soy protein powder, and instead opting for whole soybeans, edamame, and tempeh. He also recommends avoiding soybean oil and other soy-based ingredients, such as soy lecithin, which are often found in processed foods. Finally, Dr. Gundry suggests eating a variety of other plant-based proteins, such as legumes, nuts, and seeds, to ensure adequate nutrition. Dr. Gundry's advice is backed by scientific research, which has linked soy consumption to a variety of health issues, including an increased risk of certain cancers, thyroid problems, and reproductive issues. Therefore, it is important to be mindful of the amount of soy in your diet and to make sure that you are getting adequate nutrition from other sources. By following Dr. Gundry's advice, you can reduce your risk of health issues associated with a diet high in soy. Main idea number 14. Dr. Stephen R. Gundry, author of The Plant Paradox, The Hidden Dangers in Healthy Foods That Cause Disease and Weight Gain, explains how eating a diet high in corn can lead to health issues. Corn is a common ingredient in many processed foods, and it is also used to feed livestock. Eating too much corn can lead to an imbalance of omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids, which can increase inflammation and lead to a variety of health issues. Additionally, corn is high in carbohydrates, which can lead to weight gain and other metabolic issues. Dr. Gundry provides strategies to reduce corn intake and improve overall health. He recommends avoiding processed foods and eating more fresh, whole foods. He also suggests eating more omega-3 rich foods, such as fatty fish, nuts, and seeds, to balance out the omega-6 fatty acids found in corn. Additionally, he recommends limiting carbohydrate intake and increasing protein and healthy fats. By following these strategies, individuals can reduce their corn intake and improve their overall health. Main idea number 15. The Plant Paradox, written by Dr. Stephen R. Gundry, explains how eating a diet high in nightshades can lead to health issues. Nightshades are a family of plants that include tomatoes, potatoes, eggplants, peppers, and tobacco. Dr. Gundry explains that nightshades contain lectins, which are proteins that can cause inflammation and other health issues. He also explains that nightshades can interfere with the absorption of certain vitamins and minerals, leading to deficiencies. Dr. Gundry provides tips and strategies to help readers reduce nightshade intake and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding processed foods that contain nightshades, such as ketchup and salsa. He also recommends eating organic nightshades, as they are less likely to contain lectins. Additionally, he suggests eating nightshades in moderation and avoiding them if you have a sensitivity or allergy. Dr. Gundry also provides advice on how to replace nightshades in your diet. He suggests using other vegetables, such as cauliflower, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, as substitutes for nightshades. He also recommends using spices, such as turmeric, ginger, and garlic, to add flavor to dishes. Finally, he suggests adding healthy fats, such as olive oil and avocado, to meals to make them more satisfying. Main idea number 16. In his book The Plant Paradox, The Hidden Dangers in Healthy Foods That Cause Disease and Weight Gain, Dr. Stephen R. Gundry explains how eating a diet high in legumes can lead to health issues. He explains that legumes contain lectins, which are proteins that can cause inflammation and damage to the gut lining. This can lead to digestive issues, autoimmune diseases, and other health problems. He also explains that legumes can be difficult to digest, leading to bloating, gas, and other digestive issues. Dr. Gundry provides strategies to reduce legume intake and improve overall health. He recommends avoiding processed legumes, such as canned beans, and instead opting for fresh, organic legumes. He also suggests soaking and sprouting legumes to reduce lectin content. Additionally, he recommends limiting legume intake to 1 or 2 servings per day. Finally, he suggests incorporating other plant-based proteins, such as nuts and seeds, into the diet to reduce legume intake. By following Dr. Gundry's strategies, individuals can reduce their intake of legumes and improve their overall health. Main idea number 17. The Plant Paradox, written by Dr. Stephen R. Gundry, explains how eating a diet high in nuts can lead to health issues. Dr. Gundry explains that nuts contain lectins, which are proteins that can cause inflammation and other health issues. He also explains that nuts are high in omega-6 fatty acids, which can lead to an imbalance in the BOTUS omega-3 to omega-6 ratio. This imbalance can lead to inflammation and other health issues. Dr. Gundry provides tips and strategies to help readers reduce nut intake and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding nuts that are high in lectins, such as peanuts, and replacing them with nuts that are lower in lectins, such as almonds and walnuts. He also suggests limiting the amount of nuts consumed and eating them in moderation. Additionally, he recommends eating a diet that is rich in omega-3 fatty acids, such as fish, to help balance the omega-3 to omega-6 ratio. By following Dr. Gundry's advice, readers can reduce their nut intake and improve their overall health. Eating a diet high in nuts can lead to health issues, but with the right strategies, readers can reduce their risk and enjoy a healthier lifestyle. Main idea number 18. In his book The Plant Paradox, The Hidden Dangers in Healthy Foods That Cause Disease and Weight Gain, Dr. Stephen R. Gundry explains how eating a diet high in seeds can lead to health issues. He explains that seeds contain lectins, which are proteins that can cause inflammation and damage to the gut lining. This can lead to digestive issues, autoimmune diseases, and other health problems. He also explains that seeds are high in omega-6 fatty acids, which can lead to inflammation and other health issues. Dr. Gundry provides strategies to reduce seed intake and improve overall health. He recommends avoiding processed foods, which often contain high levels of seeds, and instead focusing on whole foods. He also suggests avoiding seed oils, such as canola and sunflower oil, and replacing them with healthier oils, such as olive oil. He also recommends eating a variety of nuts and seeds in moderation, as well as avoiding foods that contain high levels of lectins. By following Dr. Gundry's advice, it is possible to reduce seed intake and improve overall health. Eating a diet high in seeds can lead to health issues, but by following these strategies, it is possible to reduce the risk of developing these issues. Main idea number 19. The Plant Paradox, written by Dr. Stephen R. Gundry, explains how eating a diet high in grains can lead to health issues. Dr. Gundry explains that grains contain lectins, which are proteins that can cause inflammation and damage to the gut lining. He also explains that grains can cause an imbalance in the gut microbiome, leading to a variety of health issues. Dr. Gundry provides tips and strategies to help readers reduce grain intake and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding processed grains, such as white bread and pasta, and instead opting for whole grains, such as quinoa, buckwheat, and oats. He also recommends avoiding gluten-containing grains, such as wheat, barley, and rye. Additionally, Dr. Gundry suggests incorporating more plant-based proteins, such as legumes, nuts, and seeds, into the diet. By following these tips, readers can reduce their grain intake and improve their overall health. Main idea number 20. Dr. Stephen R. Gundry, author of The Plant Paradox, The Hidden Dangers in Healthy Foods That Cause Disease and Weight Gain, explains how eating a diet high in fruits can lead to health issues. He states that while fruits are generally considered healthy, they contain high levels of fructose, which can be damaging to the body. Fructose can cause inflammation, insulin resistance, and other metabolic issues. Dr. Gundry suggests reducing fruit intake and replacing it with other healthy foods, such as vegetables, nuts, and seeds. He also recommends avoiding processed foods and sugary drinks, as these can further contribute to health issues. By following these strategies, individuals can improve their overall health and reduce the risk of developing health issues related to a high-fruit diet. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.